You're going that direction.
I did.
Frank tampon stories.
The minute she said, don't listen, I was like, okay, this is going to be good.
He did hit the button, and now I'm hitting the button. Hit the button. I can never have anybody at work listen to these podcasts. It is not intended for children. My boss does. My boss is awesome. Or self-righteous gas bags. I thought you said your mom did.
My mother will. Once I put it on my Facebook.
Sorry,
my
mom. I don't dare the airlock. You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast,
featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
No, we're not. Now being played by this dude. Yo, they don't see you flashing your hair. And now, damn
right they shot first. Oh. The hosts of Guardians of the Geekery. Episode 92!
Woo-hoo! 92!
92!
And we are here with the fabulous Misty Massey. Yes. And we will talk to her more about why she's here. But first, before we let you get settled, we're going to go right into the rapid-fire response round. I'm about to ask you a series of questions. You can answer with a simple word or phrase. If you don't answer, we'll probably answer for you and say stripper poles.
I'm ready.
So, who scares you?
Clowns.
What cool new tech...
Stripper Paul.
What cool new technology do you want to see next?
I want a self-driving Tesla. I know they already exist, but I want one for me.
What superpower would you not like to have?
Invisibility.
Okay. What job would you like to try? What job would you like to try?
I want to be... the woman who nobody knows her name, but she's always seen standing behind the Banana Republic dictator, and she's always got the big glasses and the giant hat and the fabulous lipstick, and then she disappears the night before the bloody coup where the dictator is killed, and oddly enough, the treasury also gets emptied out at the same time. That's the job I want.
That's very specific. Wow. Very specific. And not short, simple phrase or answer. Yeah. Capes or no capes?
No capes.
Okay. What bad guy would you rather be? If you could be a bad guy, what guy? What bad guy would you rather be?
A rich one.
Lex Luthor.
Yeah, Lex Luthor, but with hair. Yeah.
If you could join the cast of any show, past or present, which would it be?
Lost. Because then I could make everything go right.
Okay. What is your favorite junk food?
My favorite junk food is Velveeta.
Who is your girl crush?
Zoe Washburn, Gina Torres.
Send me back in time. What year would you like to go back to?
Maybe the 80s. The 80s were fun. Maybe about 1981, and I could tell myself things not to do when I got older. So,
do you think yourself would listen?
Maybe. If myself...
Mine probably would.
If myself believed who I was, then I would listen.
Yeah, I think so. And I read so much sci-fi at that point, I think I would have been like, you're future me. Okay, I'll listen.
Exactly.
But yeah, everyone always thinks, I'll go back to the 1700s. I don't know if women want to do that.
Really? No running water, no showers?
No.
Yeah. Only half a roll of toilet paper? That's horrible.
I always thought I'd like to be like Little House on the Prairie time, but have one of those purses where every time you opened it, there was a gold coin in it. Remember, there was like an Alibaba story and so that one gold coin back then, I could
Mankato.
Yeah. Well, and Ma and Pa Ingalls, I could pay for them to have food in the winter. That winter they struggled, and
that's so. Yeah,
you never
sweet.
Want to live in Walnut Grove. That was the most wretched hive of scum and villainy ever. Did you ever watch that show? That show was horrific. Every bad thing that happened in Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Yes, but then I would show up with my one gold coin every day.
They would beat you to death and
here
steal
we
it.
Go.
You
know?
Sorry,
I don't want to live.
There's some money.
Okay, wait. Now we put you on a desert island with a solar power recharge tablet. What would be your favorite book that you would read?
My favorite book would be... lately, I would probably... I've been thinking about rereading The Dark is Rising. So, let's say Dark is Rising.
Hmm. What musical album?
Yeah, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon. Still.
What movie?
What movie? Oh, it's either Raiders of the Lost Ark, which I can watch and watch and watch and watch, or Deadpool, which I'm currently starting to watch and watch and watch and watch.
And what game that you can play on a tablet or an iPhone?
Can it be an internet game? Okay, then it's what I've been playing lately is this quiz where you have to name all the countries on Earth. In a reasonable period of, it's like 12 minutes or something, and that's what I play because I'm a freak.
I used to have geography flashcards for all the states because I feel like after high school I lost.
Yeah. Yes,
I literally like would cram for geography by just like memorizing the letters across each row, and then like I wouldn't remember them afterwards, and then I feel like I lost. I mean, as Americans, we should know where we live.
Yes. Well, and I feel like we should know, you know, I get crazy when people don't recognize that Africa is a continent with a whole bunch of bloody countries all over it, you know, with different cultures. And so one of the games on this site has you just name all the countries in Africa. And so I've gotten really freaky about learning all the countries in Africa.
But it's that kind of stuff. I feel like I didn't appreciate that as a kid. And now I'm like...
I agree.
I remember I had the Game of the States game where you could, like, take your little trucks back and forth and you would know, oh, there's corn in Iowa or whatever. But now I just don't feel like as an adult I really have a good grasp of that.
Yeah. So
congratulations, you made it through the rapid
fire. Oh, that's true! Yeah. This is not about me. This is about you, Misty.
This was all that rapid.
So tell us... who you are. I know this is your second time appearing on the podcast, but first at Geek Gala headquarters. Tell us what the heck you're doing here, because I do believe you have a mission.
I do. I am a woman on a mission. I am Misty Massey. I am a full-time author. And thank you. And an editor. And it is, in fact, I actually have cards. I forgot to bring them with me, but I have cards because I'm one of the editors for Lore Seekers Press, which is an imprint of Bella Rosa Books that is owned by the husband of Faith Hunter, with whom you guys are familiar. Mm. And she and I and David B. Coe are the editors for this brand new imprint that's coming out. So I actually have cards and everything that say Misty Massey, editor.
You're official.
I am. I'm official.
You left corporate society for like real work.
For yeah.
Work of the heart.
Work of the heart. For art. Someday.
For art. Someday I'll make it to
there. Well, let's see if I start making money at it.
Oh, money. But, damn, that's where we need to live.
But
one coin out of a purse every day. That's all I need.
See, that works for me. Mm-hmm. I could get right behind that. But the reason I'm here today is because I am one of the co-editors for a project called Lawless Lands, Tales of the Weird Frontier, which is coming out next year from Falstaff Books, which is the publishing house owned by John Hartness. You guys may have heard of him.
Yeah, he's been on here once or three or four times.
A few curse words thrown by Mr. Hartness all over here.
John never. Oh, he is pure as the driven slush.
Should we all say his famous shilling pass, you know, phrase?
Buy my shit!
We love you, John. But I am one of the co-editors of Lawless Lands, along with Emily Leverett and Margaret McGraw. Mm-hmm. We have some amazing authors lined up to anchor the project with us. Let me see if I can get them all in one go. So David Coe, Edmund Schubert, Jake Bible, Nicole Givens-Kurtz, Margaret McGraw is putting a story in, Devin Monk, Faith Hunter, Barb Hendy, dang it, I'm forgetting somebody, and Sean and McGuire. So we're very excited. If I remember who else it is, there's somebody else I'm afraid I'm forgetting, and I'm sorry, I love you and I didn't mean to forget you. But those are our anchor authors, and we are right now accepting submissions from other folks who are interested in writing stories that take place in the weird Wild West. And the stories can be in the past, in the Weird West, the Wild West that everybody knows. They can be in the present, they can be in the future, they can be on another planet, as long as they embody the attitude of frontier and adventure of the Old West with that delicious left turn into weird. So that's what we're looking for right now.
So tell us a little bit, I know when John was on the podcast a little while ago working on his charity anthology, he was very specific with us about format and software program that you used and font and the amount of words that they were potentially looking for, etc. Can you provide us with any of that?
I can do that.
Okay.
We're looking for submissions between 3,000 and 7,000 words. We will consider things that are a little bit longer than 7,000, but we suggest that you drop us a note and say, I have a story that's 7,200 words, or I have a story that's 8,000 words, and let us decide. I did have somebody just this week ask me if we would look at a story that was 12,500 words, and
whoa,
I had to say no, because that was much too long. So so if you can stick with 3,000 to 7,000, you'll be a lot further along the process and more likely to be picked. We would prefer stories that are sent in Courier or New Times Roman, 12-point font, DocX, you know, the Microsoft Word doc programs. John really, really hates rich text. I'm not sure why, but I'm willing to go with that and say no rich text, you know.
Yeah.
But
if
Microsoft
your file
Word
ends
easiest.
With RTF, don't send it.
That's right.
If it ends with PDF,
don't send it.
It needs to end with DOC and
or
some
DOCX.
Version. Yeah.
If it ends in ODT, the other two editors can't read it. I can, but don't assume that you can send it because change it into a doc.
And you shouldn't be an ODT anyway. What's wrong with you? You're weird. You're halfway there to the submission thing. Now just get a little wild and put it in the right format.
That's right.
So this is your second anthology
That's right. Yes.
So
the first one was came out back in December, and it was with eSpec Books. And it was called The Weird Wild West, and we had some amazing anchor authors, and we funded it with a Kickstarter, and it did really well. And it's available on Amazon. If you go to Amazon and hunt for The Weird Wild West, you will find us. We have a beautiful kind of bright, light brown cover with a skull with a steampunky hat on. He's really awesome. So that's the book, and you can go and look at it at Amazon.
It is also available for Kindle.
Yes, it is. Mm. Yes, it is. And this one, we are going to have a Kickstarter in December, right at holiday time, to help fund it. If the Kickstarter doesn't make, it's still happening. But we would like to try to fund it with a Kickstarter. And that's going to be in December. And there'll be more information about that on the Falstaff Press site and on our Facebooks and all sorts of places. We'll be
and we'll
screaming
linky,
about
linky
that.
That, so
that would be awesome. Thank you.
And where can they send submissions? Or
they can email. We're accepting email submissions only, and you send it to Lawless, LAWLESS, landstales@gmail.com.
So it's Lawless Lands plural, Tales plural.
That's right. And if you're not sure, you can search Lawless Lands on Facebook and you'll find our little page. Or you can go to the Falstaff Books page and they have the link to it as well.
And for those who are phonetically challenged, that's F-A-L-S-T-A-F-F.
That's
right. Falstaff. No P-H's.
No P-H's.
So I have friends. Well, and I too could be that way. So
a Shakespeare character.
Yeah.
Yes.
Falstaff.
Yes.
Falstaff. And Lawless Lands, like Lucy Lawless from Xena.
That's right. That's right.
You could probably do that better than I can. But
I can, but I don't want to do it too close to the mic. Do you want me to do it?
Evidently, I have no fear. So. Nice. There you go. And that's because you also do belly dancing when you're not feverishly writing.
I do. I do.
And I believe, Carol the Cat, you and Misty may be appearing at the Geek Gala performing.
We will be
one.
Appearing at the Geek Gala. Yay.
Okay, because we did tell people this last year.
I know,
but
and then I chickened out.
That's okay.
Big old chicken.
But now that's Misty okay. will do it with you.
Yes.
And so you guys will do it.
I'm quite so naked on stage.
No.
I'm not even part of the burlesque troupe.
Not the burlesque. No, we're keeping our clothes on.
Yeah, we're keeping our clothes on.
But definitely come and check that out. And Geek Gala is like a mere 92 days away. So if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you need to do that. Because remember, if you don't get your tickets before September 18th, you won't get the free t-shirt. And who doesn't like a free t-shirt?
I know.
And the t-shirt alone would be $20-$25 if you bought it by yourself. And you get it with the ticket for $30. And $30 includes food.
So there you go.
I have my tickets.
Yay! So, Misty.
Yes.
How do people find your work and your stuff? I know you've came on to talk about the anthology and all that kind of stuff, but we'd like to promote you as well.
Nice. I can be found on Amazon. Just search Misty Massey. I have my first novel, Mad Kestrel.
Which is awesome.
Thank you. It is still available in print and in Kindle. Mm-hmm. I have a Kindle book of short stories that takes place. It's kind of Kestrel 1.5 because it takes place after Mad Kestrel but before Kestrel's Dance. So that's available on Amazon as well. And Kestrel's Dance is my second novel, and it's going to be coming out from Lore Seekers Press next year. But I don't have a link or anything like that for it. But it's going to be called Kestrel's Dance.
I think your link should be...
But how do you spell that?
Phonetically,
it's... Misty, thank you so much for being on. Will you stay overnight with Field in the garage?
Ooh. Just say yes.
Yeah, of course.
And we'll have you on for our news
slippers.
Reviews.
Yeah,
right. You can beat Field with them.
Don't let him eat. He will try to eat those.
It's new sponges day tonight, though. You'll be good.
Ooh.
All right.
Oh gosh, I have to push.
Carol, you have one job.
Push the button.
I guess it's two jobs, because it's the first button and then it's a different button. Yeah, you gotta find the second button. Belly dance it out.
Attribution 4.0 International.
We like it.